Well, I personally did Underwood, so I'll start with him. He's a big kid. He's got length. He's got some speed. And, you know, we're always looking for length when we're going up against big receivers.
Do you see him as more as a cornerback or a safety?
Well, he played both when he was at Cincinnati, and he switched from inside to out, and then he went back outside later in the year when they had some injuries. I think that does add to his versatility where we took him, that he can do a little bit of both. But with that length and with that speed, you always want to try a guy outside first because that's a harder thing to find.
Sean, are you guys comfortable with whatever you discovered on him as to why he got booted from Ohio State? What's his background?
Yeah, that was an academic issue. We feel that he got that taken care of there. And, you know, since then he has shown himself to be a mature individual. And, you know, he paid his own way a little bit at Cincinnati and stepped up and took care of business on his own. And I think sometimes when things come to light like that, it gives you a little different view at it. And I think it opened his eyes a little bit. And he knew what he had to do. Well, I think he uses his length very well as a safety. I don't think that was his trade to be a killer, but he was kind of guy that would get guys down. But like I said, I think what we're planning on doing, I think, is moving him outside as a corner where he can use his length and his speed to lock up with guys. That one I will leave for Ted. That is, I'll let Ted answer that one.
If he didn't have the issues that he had at Ohio State, do you feel like he's a guy that would have gone earlier in the draft?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, we don't just go to Cincinnati and ask questions there. We also go back to his career and. I don't want to say Ohio State loved the kid. They thought he was one of the most talented athletes that's been through that program. That's an eye-opening thing for Ohio State to say that because there's some great athletes coming out of there. So you hate to suggest that he could have gone higher if he would have stayed there or not, but you know this is where he is and this is where he where we took him. I think they did, and they just felt that it was time to move on. And they had young kids. You obviously saw the kids that were drafted there today. They thought that they had kids that they could go in there with and play with them, and they moved on with them. Are you talking about at Ohio State? Yeah, they thought they had kids there that they could fill in with them there.
Did you see much of him playing bump and run with the length that he has, or did he play more of a zone off?
He played both, and you know, one thing that's nice about it, he does have that length. He can get his length or get his arms stretched out and ride guys and run with them down the field.